Shabbat Shalom. Happy Eve of Sabbath. I hope you're having a very productive evening. We are in the midst of a flash flood, severe winter storm in California. So pray for all those people that are in, you know, the flash flood areas, the homeless that don't have roofs over their heads, the homeless animals, just anyone suffering right now, and especially all those people being persecuted for standing up for biblical truths. We are in the thick of it, and they are really prosecuting people that are standing up for biblical truths right now. I know this because they're doing it to me, and I've only been standing up for the truth since 2014, and that's all I've been doing. And I didn't realize that it was such a bad thing to do, that you'd become so targeted if you did this. I would have never done anything. I would have kept my mouth shut. I would have stayed stupid and naive, you know, but that isn't the case. That didn't happen. This is my predicament now, and I just want to try to help others that are in my situation. You know, you have to stand up for something, because if you don't, they're just going to lay you down. And then, I mean, that's it. Life is a test, and they're going to keep sending tests and tests your way. And the only thing that you can control is your reaction. So calm down and just know that God's got your back and that everything's going to work out. Because when you've been standing up for the truth, there's no reason for you to look back, because you don't have anything to worry about. Only liars have something to worry about, because they have to watch their back. But when you've been honest and a trustworthy person like I have, and you're not afraid of God knowing your heart, and you're not afraid of God exposing your heart, you're like, bring it, come back, come get me, you know? That's just the way it is. And you can go on the internet and just look, and we're in biblical times, and people are just focusing on the stupidest things. They just waste their energy on the dumbest things. Only thing that people should be focusing right now is, you know, not having any hate in their heart, forgiving people, and moving on. Because if you don't move on and forgive and forget, and, well, I mean, you don't have to forget, but you have to forgive, and you have to love everybody. And I think that's where people have me confused. They think that I have, like, animosity in my heart or something. I can be hurt by everything that's been done to me and not have hate in my heart. I don't know if it's because these people have so much hate in their heart, but I don't. I think I'm hurt by the world and the way it works, because now I see that it works for, like, the evil people first. It, like, this world caters to those people first. And, like, all the famous people that are famous, they're famous because, you know, they pushed them to be famous. It's like TikTok, you know, it was all, or, you know, fixed on who was going to become famous. Nothing is an accident. It's just not. I don't know. I don't think anybody should want to be famous. What is being famous? Like, what is that? People just know who you are, but for what? I don't know. Just seems kind of dumb. I want to be remembered for standing up for our freedom, because I had no idea we were not really free in the United States of America. I had no idea that if you said something that hurt somebody's feelings, they would come after you this much. This is ridiculous. Especially with the whole vacunas and shit. Don't get me started there, because I really think that's why they're trying to silence me, because I blame the vacunas.